The Seahawks and the Saints face each other tomorrow in NFL playoff competition at CenturyLink Field. As the teams prepare for the big game, residents in Seattle and New Orleans are both preparing to cheer on their home team. We teamed up with New Orleans Public Radio for this look at the anticipation in both cities. Our story begins with KPLU's Ed Ronco in Seattle.
The inside of FX McCrory's Pub is lined with banners representing the various NFL teams, some of them sporting outdated logos. Owner Mick McHugh says keeping the old flags is a reminder that crowds have been gathering to watch games here for more than 35 seasons. About a month ago, that included fans from New Orleans.
They're a jovial bunch, you know. Even when we beat them, and we beat them bad.
Did you hear that, New Orleans?
They're over here afterwards, being good sports, congratulating us for a game well played, and we're going to get you next time. I just hope it isn't this time.
On this Thursday afternoon, bartender Tom Manos is already busy loading 6 cases of pint glasses into a washing machine. He just got done making 30 gallons of Bloody Mary mix. He's a Seahawks fan, not like he has time to watch the game, but that's okay. The fans usually make enough noise to let him know when to look up for a good replay, even when he's changing a keg in the basement.
You hear the stomping and the cheering from upstairs, and I know the Seahawks have scored.
After a few questions, he powers up the dishwasher and gets back to work. There are glasses to wash, chores to complete, and only 48 hours to go. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.
This is Jason Saul at Henry's Uptown Bar in New Orleans. Fans here are already getting well lubricated before Saturday's game, like Steve Roberts, who remembers the infamous beast mode run from the last time these two teams met in the postseason.
We might have heard it from here because it was silent as a lamb right here. Boy, you could hear a pin drop, and then you could hear people sobbing, of course.
Bartender Tim Thomas says of course everyone is rooting for the Saints, but it's celebrating together that's important, especially at a place like Henry's.
It's the last bar of its kind, really. This is like it. People care about this place, and it means something to people. It really does.
Are you doing anything special since it's a playoff game?
We're going to pray. That's it. I mean, it's always special when they play. We just love them because where the city was after Katrina, and just to go from that to, like, them carrying the whole city on its back, and I'd rather them win, but if they don't, I ain't going to roll over on them. Even if we lose, we got stuff to make you feel better.
For New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Jason Saul.
Also watching tomorrow's game, seismologists at the University of Washington, they'll be watching to see whether Seattle's 12th man generates any shaking. It's not a random exercise. Seattle fans registered on seismic stations in 2011 when Marshawn Lynch made that 67-yard touchdown run that helped Seattle beat New Orleans in the NFC wildcard game. The seismologists hope by monitoring tomorrow's game, they can also test equipment that would monitor aftershocks following a traditional earthquake. You can follow their seismograms in near real time at pnsn.org/Seahawks.